Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and the planet. I'm your host, Scott Patton, and joining us, as usual, is the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for asking. Hey, you know what I noticed?
What did you notice?
I went to my chiropractor's office. I don't go all the time, but anyway, this time I went to the washroom and I noticed a scale. Hmm. And so, of course, I can't resist a scale, right?
No, who can?
Yeah, so I climbed on. And horror of horrors, I actually put on 10 pounds from a year ago.
Oh.
And I can tell because my jeans are too small. And so I'm thinking, okay, I know what to do about it. You know, I'm going to change my diet. I know, because it's the food. Of course, yes, I need to exercise more and all that, but I know that I need to eat fewer calories because I just don't output as much as I need to match to what I eat, right?
Yep.
Anyway, so that's my summer's decision because after all, I'm going to be going somewhere to a wedding and I'm going to be in pictures and I don't want to look terrible, do I?
No, that's right. That's right.
Oh yeah. My vanity kicks in immediately. And so, the decision is done. Oh yeah. Okay. I'm not going to do this and this and this and this to lower my calorie intake.
So actually that's really interesting because it takes discipline to actually live a healthy life, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, for me, it's very easy to slip into having an extra, something else, right? And of course, yeah. I've been experimenting with nutrition ever since I became the metabolic typing advisor. I get to try and see what happens with me when I tune my meal too far over to the protein side or too far over to the carb side and what happens. And I've been experimenting. And unfortunately, I've been too successful with my experiments.
What does that mean?
I put on weight.
Oh, that's right. Because success, of course, is being heavy. If you were living 10,000 or 100,000 or a million years ago, the chances are we'd be starving most of the time, wouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. I would be preparing for the horrible times when it's raining so hard that I don't want to get out of the cave or that it's everything's out of season for 2 months or whatever, right?
The saber-toothed tiger is chasing you?
Oh, yeah. I'd be very fit, too. I guess the retirement program was let's just send Grandpa out for some firewood.
That's right. That's right.
I tell you, I can just imagine how they would get rid of the ones that cannot run too fast. You remember that joke where there's this bear chasing the two guys?
Yeah.
And one says to the other, come on, let's put a real run on because we need to get away from the bear. And the other one says, no. The only thing I have to get away from is you.
That's right. I just have to run faster than you.
Yeah.
Well, you remind me actually of a story a friend of mine was telling the other day, and I know that she wouldn't mind me sharing it, because she went from 430, 40, 50 pounds in there somewhere, I don't recall exactly, to about 180-ish.
Okay, that's a massive difference.
It's like a linebacker is gone. And she did it over about a 3-year period, so she didn't have huge toxicity and that sort of stuff. And she started off basically with diet, and then she moved into adding more and more exercise because, of course, she couldn't even stand for a minute because all that weight was putting so much pressure on the ligaments and the bones and everything else. She'd be in great pain. And she told me a really actually kind of a funny story, which, you know, I guess in life we can look at things and we can be embarrassed or we can look at things and see the humor in them. And she's got a great attitude and she really saw the humor in it. And where she works, they run across the highway to Tim Hortons, a Starbucks, that sort of place, to Dunkin' Donuts and for coffee all the time. So this particular time that she went, it had been pouring rain for about a week, and they'd been doing some construction. So after they were finished all the work on the highway, they had put the soil back that they'd moved and patted it all down and everything else. But of course, it was new sod. So her friends rush across, she rushes across, and as soon as she steps on the meridian into this newly laid soil, she sinks down almost to her hips.
that is just so amazing. So there you are between four lanes of traffic, two yep. going north, two going south. You're in the median, and you are planted there like a little garden ornament.
That's right. That's
oh
right.
My God.
So her friends, of course, they came back when they noticed she wasn't there, helped her out, and away she went. And I asked her, I said, well, you know, what made you decide? Obviously, this is a huge change in your life. What made you decide to do it? She says, well, actually, it wasn't that incident. She said, what it was we bought a condo for going in the winter in Southern California or someplace like that, and we had to fly, and of course I couldn't fit into a seat on the plane, so yeah. She said that really motivated me to change my life, and so she did, it's just amazing to me that and such an inspiration that someone can go from, you know, that place to where she is now. She's still got a few pounds she wants to do, but she says, I run upstairs now I'll run up flights of stairs. And mm-hmm. I mean, her energy level is through the roof. She's feeling wonderful. And it was really, really interesting to talk with her.
So did she use some kind of a gimmicky diet, or did she go the hard way? What did she do?
She went to a company, and they weren't like, I don't know, Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers, where you have to buy their food or anything. They just really helped her pick out the right foods to eat and to buy. And I'm not sure exactly what all happened in that arena, but I think she stopped eating donuts and sugar and that sort of thing. Probably was a big help. And then she got a trainer, and the trainer worked with her, and I think he helped her with the nutrition some more. But just like when we were talking, they just finished a boxing session. So here's this close to, you know, over 55-year-old lady, and who just dropped 250 pounds boxing with this guy who looks like he could give Mike Tyson a run for his money, right?
Yes.
And for a half an hour, you know, throwing punches, jumping up and down, the whole bit. So she's just really added a lot of exercise and
fantastic
good food to her diet.
So she didn't even go all raw or something like that, yeah?
No, not as far as I know. Although it's interesting you bring that up, because I saw a documentary, and I'm not sure it's actually available yet. It was a screening done by a local chiropractor called Average Joe on the Raw. And this guy was not feeling that good. He was like early 30s. And when you look at him, he doesn't look fat. He doesn't look, you know, particularly, you know, super fit or anything, just average. That's why he calls himself Average Joe. And he just decided he was going to go total raw. And so he said, well, if I'm going to do this for 60 days, because I want to be healthier or whatever, he said, I'm going to go to the doctor, and I'm going to have some blood work done and all that sort of stuff, so I know exactly where I was when I started and exactly where I was when I ended, because I've heard all this stuff about raw. I don't know, and I just feel like testing it. So, and then he says, and I knew that I would give up if I didn't have a really strong reason to keep going. And he decided that his really strong reason would be giving his brother a movie camera and having him record the whole process. Is if my brother is recording this, there's no way I'm going to say no. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to www.ontherawfilm.com.
I don't know if there's anything there yet. The website's all set up, but yeah. I don't see anything there yet.
Okay. So
the trailer is there.
The trailer is there, and I think it's going to be available soon. We actually had it. We actually had the fellow, and I forget his name right now, come on afterwards on a video Skype call and answer a whole bunch of questions, which was really, really cool. But the doctor basically said, you know, you're going to be on this medication, that medication, this is wrong, that's wrong, and it'll be forever, like, too bad. And, you know, I'll see you in a couple months. And so we went through his whole process, and of course, he had challenges and everything else, but he also had lots of support. And at the end of it, he went back to the same doctor. The doctor did the same tests and everything else and said to him, I cannot believe it. He says, in fact, if you hadn't come here and seen me and I hadn't done all this myself and I hadn't sent it off to my lab, I would have said that you were trying to scam me or something, or that there was a mistake, like the lab gave the wrong results, because you don't need the drugs anymore. You don't need this anymore. Your blood is up to here. Your this is down to there. It's all the way, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah, and you're a healthy man, yes.
Yeah, and the doctor eventually, and he really said, you know, if I hadn't done it myself, I would never have believed it. And he said, I'm going to have to think about maybe doing this myself.
Excellent. So there we go, right?
Yeah.
I think this is the way to do it, one at a time, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is good. Well, what you're pointing to, though, of course, when you go raw, you're switching out from concentrated foods to water-rich foods. I remember, I think it was 1991 or 92, when my wife and I decided to go raw vegan. And it was just, you know, straight from standard American diet to raw vegan.
Wow.
And I remember I was at that point, my pants rather were 36 inches, and I went down to 30, so 6 inches inside of maybe 3 months. And the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks was just massive losses of stuff. I mean, it just was coming off me. Actually, I remember 2 months later, I remember looking at myself, caught myself in a shopping window or something like that, thinking, oh my God, that guy's really skinny. And it was me.
It was you. Wow.
It was a shock. But anyway, so what I was trying to say is this. When you go all raw, that means that you are not eating concentrated food. And
like
concentrated food
steaks.
Equals, yeah, well, yeah, either steaks, if it's cooked, right? You can eat it steak tartare. But or you can go eat sushi if you want to go for meat and stuff like that. But you don't eat much of calories. I mean, it's really difficult to get 1,500 calories into you on raw.
Yeah, because you're not eating pasta. You're not eating bread. You're
right.
You're not eating tequila, drinking tequila.
No. So,
rice
so it's a real chore to actually get the calories in.
Right. What's amazing to me, because I've met a few people now who move more towards raw, and had some of the dishes that they've prepared, and I've just been like, whoa, this is delicious and filling. It tastes great, which is kind of not what I think of when I think of raw food.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, we have come a long way.
So, Martin, and I had something else. Unless there's something else you want to talk about this.
Well, I want to just plug the raw food concept. It's that
okay.
If anybody wants to switch to that, it's the most wonderful thing, because you're eating food that is enzyme rich, nutrient dense, calorie poor, all the right things. And also the water that's inside the plants is a properly structured water. I mean, we are promoting devices that help to structure the water correctly, so the water becomes absorbable at the cellular level. Well, the plants do it for you. So if, for instance, you eat a head of lettuce or a half of watermelon, you're loaded with water, and all of this water is properly structured, not like the water that's coming out of your tap in the kitchen.
Right.
That's
really
plastic,
important.
Or a plastic bottle you just bought.
So, actually, Martin, you've just made a really interesting comment, because I've heard that, you know, we're supposed to have 8 glasses of water a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I've heard coffee doesn't count, juice doesn't count,
mm-hmm.
Nothing counts, has to be pure H2O in a glass. And what I just heard you say is if I'm eating carrots and kale and apples and oranges, and I am getting some liquid.
Oh, significant amount of the right kind of water.
the right kind of water. And that's not something that I can recall ever hearing before, because it was always like, I got to count my glasses of water and my apple doesn't count. And what I hear you saying is actually the apple and the orange and the lettuce and sprouts and everything else do count.
Oh, very much so. And they count on the water side. Yeah, absolutely. And so the cow that's eating hay has to drink. The cow that's eating fresh grass off the field does not.
Oh.
Or at least not as much, right?
Right.
And same for the humans. If you're on a salad, there's just no way that you can drink 8 glasses of water. You'd be soaked.
Well, that's right.
All right. Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah, so really a good documentary to watch. Average Joe on the Raw gives 2 thumbs up from this corner. I think everybody should watch it, because it one of the things that it shows too is it's not all, sweets and roses doing it, because he actually does go into withdrawal. It takes him about 5 or 6 days, and then he goes into withdrawal, and he's miserable and unhappy and everything else. And then he kind of gets, and he has a whole pile of people that support him in his journey too, which I think is really important. It's very, like he said, if I had to do it all by myself with my brother not filming and everything else, I'd have quit like after about a week. So
Maybe that's what we need to do, Scott. Maybe we need to set up support systems for people and do it in waves. Maybe that's what we need to do, a webinar group for people who are going to call in. We'll have weekly sessions and help people do this, sort of a buddy support group. But I need to hear from you people out there. I mean, if this is what you want, we'll do it. But you need to let us know that that's something that you would care for.
Exactly. Okay, so we've gone from, raw food, and the weight kind of comes off, and all those sort of good things. And a friend of mine sent me a link, and I'm actually wondering now if he didn't get
scammed,
his computer hacked or something, because, and I saw this thing, and it was called HCG Ultra Drops, which I've never heard of before. So of course I'm going to ask you about it, Martin. But it happens to be on FoxNews.com. So, which of course
you
is fair and balanced. Yeah.
All right.
Well, it looks exactly like their website. And then there's a whole bunch of people down below from Facebook who have just put glowing comments about how it helped them. So I was very, very impressed with this stuff. And I thought, well, first of all, what's HCG Ultra Drops?
Well,
HCG,
right? Well, let's take it apart. What is HCG? Let's use Google. Abbreviation, human chorionic gonadotropin.
Well, that sounds cool.
So gonadotropin, tropin means that it amplifies gonads, that means sex organs. Chorionic, I don't remember what the heck that means, but it's a hormone produced during pregnancy that is made by the developing placenta after conception.
Oh, wow.
Kind of funky.
Yeah, if you like calamari and squid and snails, this would be right up your alley, I guess, eh?
No, not like that. No, but what's interesting is this. The way this thing works is when you take HCG, and previously it was done by injections only, but I suppose they must have developed something that you can take orally. When you take this hormone, you do not feel hungry, even on a total starvation diet. And so the most common program is that for 3 weeks, you get on HCG while eating 500 calories a day.
Normally, 500 calories a day isn't very much, is it?
No, it's super starvation. I mean, it's practically a fast. You're just taking enough lettuce to keep your bowels moving, but you're certainly not eating to sustain life.
So you're starving yourself, in other words.
Yeah, totally. And you're not feeling bad about it. And that's the advantage, right? And here we just finished talking about Joe, who had terrible time of it, it was difficult for him because his body was rebelling. It was just not going easily. He was needing to use all the power of his will to keep going. That's when you right. get on, when you get on HCG, you don't feel bad.
You don't feel bad.
No, you could.
But bad things are probably happening to your body.
Well, you're starving, right? So you're in starvation that you do not feel.
That's kind of funny when you think about it.
Yeah, it's kind of dandy because if you're a overweight person, you do want to have that change. You want to drop a whole lot of weight quick. And I was talking about my experience saying, oh, my gosh, I put on some weight. Well, the way I put it on is because the cooking, or I should call it food preparation because a lot of it is raw, that we do in my house, it's darn tasty. I mean, you've experienced it. Yeah. Right? The food we prepare is hard to resist.
Oh, it is. And we always want a little bit more.
It's yeah.
Yummy.
Right. So here you restrict yourself. You totally make a teeny little plate with hardly anything on it. And then you hit it with the hormones, so you're okay. You don't care. So it's a perfectly valid method to do it, with the exception of what I'm not sure is whether it is good to take a hormone that the scientific article says the following. It's the hormone produced during pregnancy, made by developing placenta during after the conception, and later by the placental components, which is called sync something blast. My gosh, I can't pronounce that. But some cancerous tumors also produce this hormone. Therefore, elevated levels measured when the patient is not pregnant can lead to a false cancer diagnosis.
Ooh.
However, it is not known whether this production is a contributing cause or an effect of tumorigenesis.
We don't know that if you take this, you won't have cancer in a few years.
Well, I suppose, yeah, you could sort of push this fear, uncertainty, and doubt in. What we don't really know is whether this hormone is a cause of tumor or is a marker of tumor.
So let's just stick it in our body and find out, right?
Yeah. So
because
then there's,
you know what happens, Martin, if you have cancer, you lose weight.
Well, especially in the latter stages of cancer, and this happens because of the following reason. Cancer is growing and it's consuming glucose. It's a sugar. Cancer is like, well, it is not like. It is a yeast and fungus. It consumes sugar because we can take it the other way around. Cancerous cell only exists in a terrain that has deprived oxygen. And the cell has switched from respiration to fermentation in the similar way as you're manufacturing wine out of grapes.
Right, right.
So the fermentation kicks in and it's sucking in all of the sugar that's available. So all of the energy that the body's capable of producing is going now to feeding the tumor, and the fermentation is 30 times less effective than respiration. So the fermentation consumes a lot more energy, or I should say a lot more food than being healthy. So full circle, yeah, you're describing how the person with cancer would start losing a lot of weight, and that's because when the cancer starts metastasizing into many sites in the body, it just becomes overwhelmingly hungry. It just takes so much energy that the person is starving.
So in your experience, is taking so this is basically self-medicating hormonal treatments.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Because I mean, and I know a number of naturopaths actually four female naturopaths who were really into helping women with their hormonal issues when they get into the menopausal ages.
Yes.
And then after I mean, that's what I thought when I first met them. And after I talked to them for a while, then it became clear that teenage girls have huge hormonal problems. And in mm-hmm. their 20s and 30s and 40s and then into their, you know, at every yeah. age, there's issues. So
yes.
they were talking about all sorts of different things that, but I mean, they came totally from, you know, each person's individual, and you have to really understand, you know, what they're putting in their mouth and what they're doing and all this sort of stuff before they would give them any hormones. So
yes.
it strikes me as really kind of scary with, just take some hormones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, to top it off, here's a statement. As of December 6, 2011, the FDA has prohibited the sale of the homeopathic and over-the-counter HCG diet products and declared them fraudulent and illegal.
Huh.
So this website that you're on, that pretends to be foxnews.com, I mean, that's the other thing. I would like to talk to you about this amazing website that you sent me a link to, because it's just phenomenally well made.
And we're not going to give the URL out to anybody.
So. You know, you don't want to?
No.
Okay.
We don't want to send anybody here. But it looks like Fox News. I mean, I didn't even think about it. I saw the logo at the top and the article, and I thought, oh, this is Fox News, right? And it even says www.foxnews.com. And then
except a bunch of other
dot something letters. Else, dot something else, dot something else, dot something else. And I was like, oh, interesting.
And then here comes the real cool thing. They have this Facebook results.
Yeah, so what people on Facebook, they can comment on, but they're not on Facebook, and it will show you who it is and what their comment is and have it actually appear on another website somewhere. And so that's what it looks like. There are all these Facebook comments.
Yeah, but here's the funny thing. So I thought, well, let me try. So I logged into my Facebook and click on add a comment. Nothing happens. It's a dead link.
Yeah.
And so even though the people that they are showing as quoting or saying things, they are actually completely fake.
Well, except that when you click on their link, it takes you to their Facebook profile.
Right. Well, the link is real. And their face is real, but I bet you they never made that comment.
Yeah. So in other words, there's 30 or 40 people who are on Facebook who are now giving testimonials to this product. and because underneath, of course, it has reply and how many people liked it and then like. And if you click on the like thing, you can't like their comment because it just doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
So a very, very fancy scam.
But is it ever slick? I mean, I don't know if we were not this experienced with seeing how a website is constructed and put together, this could seduce you in no time, right?
Yeah, well, it did me. I mean, I didn't know it was a fake site until you said, well, check this out. And then we started looking a little deeper, and most people wouldn't. They would read it and, okay, cool, let me try it. And
yeah. So number one, you're going to purchase a banned product.
Yeah.
Number two, based on comments that are completely made up with identities that have been
stolen. Yeah, because all the pictures and the names, they all line up. It's just amazing what they must have done to put this together.
Yeah.
Cool. So there we go. Oof. We've exposed people and also given them some hope.
Yes.
If you're 400 pounds, there's hope for you.
It can be done.
And if you're 10 pounds overweight, there's hope for you too, right, Martin?
Oh, totally. I'm putting it online here that it's a two-month program. I'll be different.
Cool. So we'll check in, well, before 2 months are up for sure, but we'll check in at the two-month point to see how you're doing.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put it in my calendar right now. So, I guess the other thing that's really kind of exciting, and maybe I shouldn't let the cat out of the bag, is you've been working really, really hard on your website.
Oh, yeah. It's getting close. It really is getting close.
The new and improved Life Enthusiast Co-op.
Yeah. We are about to become compatible with the modern world because we have been unable to work effectively on all the portable devices, the iPads and iPhones and Androids and all of that. So that's all coming.
Wonderful.
We finally joined the 21st century.
Cool. So this could be your last chance to see the old website, folks, at www.life-enthusiast.com. Make sure you check it out.
And if you really want to know everything I think about HCG, call me. Call me at 1-866-543-3388. We're available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time. So thank you very much. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you, Scott. This is Martin for Life Enthusiast.